Moncrief on News Talk.
Some Leaving Cert students may have had it already. Others are looking forward to it, or perhaps dreading it. The Debs is now a standard feature of school life in Ireland, though it can vary from place to place. Alan McArdle is MD of DebsIreland.com. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
What is the reason why in sort of say in Dublin and Cork and Galway, they'd have it at one time of the year, but other parts of the country, they'll have it much earlier?
Well, the country schools, the rural ones, normally would go much earlier from the third week in June, possibly straight after Leaving Cert is finished, right up until the early July. They're all the early ones. They're the country ones. The town ones, the city boys, would normally go then in October, September, even September, October time. The reason for the tradition is just quite simply that. It's just a tradition. There's no hard and fast reason. It's different personal choices. For some people, they want a kind of like a reunion after they get to college. So it's the first time they've got together after the summer break and all of that. For others, the important date was actually the Leaving Cert results, which used to always come out on the second week in August, the second Wednesday. That all changed with COVID, so it's not set in stone anymore. But a lot of people would decide that they're either going before the results or after the results. Now, a lot of the ones that went before the results were probably ones that had teacher school involvement, because that was about students not being disappointed the night of their Debs, that everybody had level playing field. Nobody knew what they got in the results, so there was no disappointment. So that's the reason for a lot of them going before the results. And then after it, strangely, the biggest date now after it that everybody's looking at for is EP, because they don't want their Debs on the Friday of EP. So we would find that that's kind of a non-runner for most skills anyway. You might have one or two.
Alan, do the schools still organise the Debs, or is it kind of a student body that tends to do it now?
It's the student committee. The students themselves are organising. The vast majority, maybe as much as 90%, are actually students. So they're very responsible for young adults. They're handling a lot of money and all of that. So it's mainly the students now at this point.
And the idea of, you know, rushing around looking for a date to bring to the Debs with you, and the you know, available supply drying up quickly, is that's not a thing anymore?
No. I know in the 80s and the 90s, 80s was my time, and the 90s as well, you would be looking out for someone that you would consider out of your league, or maybe someone you've fancied for quite a while, and then you'd ask them to your Debs, because 9 times out of 10, they won't refuse the Debs. But that's not the case anymore. We used to, up till about several years ago, we would encourage people that they didn't have to ask dates for the simple reason it was putting people under pressure, maybe a bit of anxiety and all of that. But now it's the opposite. The numbers would have dropped considerably, the average numbers going to the Debs because of this. So this is a huge change in culture.
Now,
it's very considerable, especially since COVID, but we could see it happening before COVID. So you would see friends coming with friends, and that's the way it was. Now, to me, it makes sense anyway, because on the night of your Debs, it is a milestone. It's one of the best nights of your life. It's the last time you're going to be together with your particular group of friends. Do you really want to be concerned and worrying about a date? Are they enjoying themselves? Are they on their own? That kind of thing. So it is a big buzz when it's just you. You don't have anyone to worry about except your mates and having fun.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, but I think it's happening for different reasons. I think it's because the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing isn't as prevalent or as important as it was in the 80s or the 90s. So there's definitely a cultural shift, and you can see it very, very clearly.
That's interesting now, yeah. And now, I don't know if this is like a city thing, the pre-Debs, is that going on? Because this is something that happened with my own kids. There was a kind of a Debs before the Debs.
Yeah, no, that is something that started in the city, and specifically, from my knowledge anyway, Dublin.
Yeah.
It's undergo maybe about a decade, but it's just taken wings, so it has now, and or legs, whatever you say. But definitely it's a big thing that we don't deal with pre-Debs.
Yeah.
The reason for that is because some of them can happen early in the year, the 6th year. So the age thing is an issue for us on that. Some of them do happen later on in the year, but we don't encourage them. We don't see the sense in them. They used to be on the pretense that it was to make money for your dev ticket. That never made sense to anyone, definitely not to watch. So it's just, it really is just an excuse for a night. Now, they do, a lot of them do dress up for it. So it is still a big occasion for a lot of people, but it's definitely Dublin-centric, but it's spreading. Mm. It is definitely.
And back in the day, Adebs, you know, you'd just get a black suit from someone and within half an hour, the tie is around your forehead anyway. Are they fancier affairs now?
It's completely changed now. We have a best dress competition. Actually, last year, what we do is every night we pick a best dress, male and female. And then on the actual, people get the chance to vote online for that. But then we have a finalist, where it's down to 10 people. Last year, we had the final photo shoot in Slane Castle. And the winner of that then got a trip to New York, two people to New York.
Crikey.
This year, we're going back to Slane because it's such a success. And we're going to send them off to Dubai, two people to Dubai. So it's a huge thing. But it was fascinating to watch because when we started first, obviously, this was quite a while ago, a couple of decades ago, our focus was on girls. And that wasn't a sexist thing. That was just because nobody thought the lads would be interested. Mm. And at that time, lads would rock up with their big brother suits, which were obvious, or, you know, just hanging off, and they didn't care. They just didn't care, the lads, and you could see it. But pretty quickly then, coming into maybe about 10 years ago, something happened very quickly. I don't know what it was, whether it was Peaky Blinders, Conor McGregor wearing the suits two sizes too short, no socks. But that became a big thing, and it happened very, very quick, so it did. To the point that the lads started asking us, why aren't we being picked? Why isn't there a competition for us? So that's why we've been
minutes.
So the lads are preened now to win an inch of their lives. They'll make it just as much of an effort as the girls. They look crystal sharp. They look great. Like, you know, you're talking about details there, and not so much now, but maybe the last couple of years, the pocket watches. Mm. The matching ties, the matching dicky bows, whatever, but they're very sharp looking.
And the stink of fake tan. Alan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Alan McArdle there, Managing Director of DebsIreland.com.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.